cleaned up and move forward.
That's one of the better pass defenses in the nation right now. What do you learn from having faced a team that good?
Well, I think it was a great challenge, and we knew that going in, but certainly we know there's a lot of plays we left out there that weren't made, and we're just going to try to correct those and make those plays the rest of the year.
What do you recall from playing against Northwestern? Your first significant action against Northwestern.
I don't really recall anything that positive. I remember being in a slightly panicked mode, having to go in. But, I mean, there's a different team. They're a different team, and I'm a different player since then. So it's not even really comparable.
James, what can this squad do to try and get the rushing game back on track?
I don't know if there's anything particular. We just need to do a lot better in all phases on offense right now. That starts with me and spreads out to the other guys. We just have to be a little cleaner and fix some details.
How important is it, though, to get a balanced offense and make sure that you guys can have a 100-yard rusher?
Well, yeah, I think anytime you can balance it out, it makes the defense think a little more, and I know it makes my job easier. But some weeks you're going to have to throw it more. Some weeks you're going to have to run it more. That all depends on the defense and the scheme. And I mean, we know we can do it either way, but, yeah, balance is something we're definitely looking for.
What have you seen from Northwestern's defense on film so far?
Well, they're very sound, just like they've been the last 4 years I've looked at them. And they fly around, they tackle well, and they really want to stop the run.
Looking back at last Saturday's game, it seemed like Penn State was kind of trying to take away the deep pass. Is that something that you noticed, and is that why a lot of the passes you ended up throwing were short routes or checkdowns?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of teams don't want to give up the big play, and they definitely did, and they had talented guys, and they just played good defense, and they didn't let you make easy plays. So we knew that, and we're trying to correct that and move forward.
What is it about Northwestern? Why are they usually so successful against Iowa in the past few years?
I couldn't really tell you. I mean, I haven't really gotten to play. I've seen the games, but, I mean, they're a good team. It's a Big Ten team, and it's just like the same thing with us in Penn State. Sometimes teams get on streaks, not because, I mean, they just won. It's a different team every year, and we know we're a different team, and they're definitely a different team this year, and it's going to be a completely new game, so I don't think we're really looking at the last 3 years as something to build off of or dwell on.
Historically, Iowa tight end's been a huge part of the offense, the last couple of years, sending guys to the NFL. This year, the production, at least from tight ends, hasn't been as high as in recent past. So how do you explain that? How do you get the tight ends more involved in the offense, and is that an important thing?
Well, yeah, I think that's definitely important to get them involved, and we have three guys who have been rotating through there and doing a good job for us, and, I mean, that's my job to get them a little more involved, but they'll come along. It's something that it'll happen, and, I mean, I know we have confidence in all three of those guys.
You guys have been kind of spreading it out, three receivers. The talent level receiver is pretty high this year. Are you more comfortable looking at those receivers, or, I mean, are you targeting more of the outside than tight ends over the middle?
No, I don't think that's it. I've always said I don't think I pick who I'm going to throw it to before the play, and I'm just as comfortable with all those tight ends as I am with any of the receivers, and if the defense dictates we go to the tight end, then that's where we're going to go.
Do you get the sense that you guys as an offense have established an identity at this point in the season, or is that something that maybe is still trying to be figured out?
Well, I don't think we're really looking for identity. We just want to score points. We don't care if we run for 300 or throw for 300. We need to put points on the board and help our defense out, and that's something we didn't do on Saturday and definitely have to do a better job of moving forward.